Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
2014 has been an amazingly busy year, and we're looking forward to 2015. But right now, we want to talk about what God has been doing through the ministry of Liberty Counsel this year. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about the year-end partners report. Matt, it is chock full of information, and I encourage people who may not have it to get it from Liberty Counsel. We'll send it to you at no cost. It is part of our regular monthly newsletter called The Liberator, and every year end at this time, we overview religious freedom, the sanctity of human life and the family, litigation, education, and policy, just giving the highlights about issues that Liberty Counsel has been involved with in 2014 or in the previous 12 months. One of the issues, Matt, was we were a co-sponsor of the Values Voter Summit in Washington, D.C. About 2,000 people were in attendance, many politicians. Some of them were presidential candidates that certainly will be running for the president of the United States as we move forward in 2015, 2016. But Liberty Counsel was prominently involved in this very strategic summit called Values Voter Summit.
Yeah, Liberty Counsel, of course, one of the primary sponsors, and the Values Voter Summit continues to grow every year as values voters, as faithful Christians and conservatives come together and realize that it's time, Matt. We have got to take this country back. We are on a trajectory that does not end well if we continue heading careening toward cliff's edge as we are doing right now with some real radical progressives controlling the reins of government. The Values Voter Summit is an opportunity for like-minded people to get together, for politicians and elected officials and leaders, Christian leaders around the country, to get together and brainstorm and kind of plan the future. And so it's always an honor. And it's great that Liberty Counsel gets to be such an integral part of that.
Well, in addition to that, we conducted a number of conferences to educate teachers and public school administrators on how to integrate Christian values and our history into their teaching and inform them about the rights of students with respect to religious liberty in the public schools. And that is conducted by attorney Scott Dixon, who is a board member of Liberty Counsel. He took my book, Faith and Freedom, also Eternal Vigilance, and he turned it into a curricula to train educators and public school administrators doing that around the country. Also, we hosted other conferences where pastors were invited, spoke at many, many conferences to educate and mobilize pastors all over the country about what they can do, but not only what they can do, but why they should speak up and address these biblical values.
Yeah, it seems that with educators, with students around the country in the school system, and with pastors, that they are in the crosshairs of these anti-theist organizations and these anti-Christian organizations like the ACLU. So it's so critical that Liberty Counsel is out there educating all of those groups of people about their rights. So there's so much disinformation that has been very intentionally propagated around the country, that it takes an effort like this to actually go in to those venues and educate people about their rights and remove some of that disinformation, correct a lot of that disinformation.
Yes, that's right. And we also launched, as part of not only just speaking at different pastor events where I was invited and others were invited with Liberty Counsel, but also we launched the Pastors and Patriots Initiative that involved a traveling team that spoke to pastors all over the country day after day, sometimes 5 days a week, and they did that for several months in a row, and then that was followed by the Who Will Stand rallies at churches. That was designed to mobilize Christians in the church. The first one was designed to mobilize pastors. We have a single screen with one pastor and two assistants that travel in a van with a trailer that has all of the equipment and the screen and all the technology, and that went from city to city all over the country. And then following that was another van with another pastor and five individuals, a technician and four other assistants. And that was a five-screen multimedia presentation. We will launch those again in 2015. We'll continue those on through 2015 and 2016 to mobilize not only pastors, but also Christians to get involved in their communities, in our states, and in the nation to advance biblical values. You can go to pastorsandchurches.org. That's pastorsandchurches.org for more information. That's pastorsandchurches.org for more information.
Now, Matt, as we go through the year-end review here in the report, there is so much that Liberty Counsel has done in 2014. We can't possibly hit on it at all. We've hit some. We've talked about in pretty good detail the Liberty Ambassador Council program with Goodwill Ambassadors to Israel and the trips that Liberty Counsel takes and invites our listeners to join Liberty Counsel and go out. And we've talked about some of that. But Liberty Counsel is also very involved from, we were talking about, in education and working with at high-level Israeli government officials, national security experts, and as Liberty Counsel has hosted a number of national conference calls with Christian leaders in the United States partnering with top-level, the highest level. I mean, you yourself, you've met with Benjamin Netanyahu himself. And so to me, that just shows that it's not just getting out there and being in Israel on the trips, but it's actually working, partnering with, alongside the actual leadership in Israel. To me, that is really neat.
Yeah, that's we had our Liberty Ambassador Council VIP tour in 2014. We're also having one in 2015, May 17 through 26. And if you want to be a part of that, call us at 800-671-1776. Visit lc.org or go to ambassadorcouncil.org. For more information, join us on May 17 through 26, 2015. We do that on a regular basis, but you're right. We had these national telephone conference calls with breaking news from national Israeli experts in Israel, where people could communicate real time with an Israeli high-level governmental official. We also co-sponsored the 13th annual Israel Solidarity event celebrating Israel's independence at the Israel Embassy in Washington, D.C. So we were privileged to be invited to be a co-sponsor of that event. And that's the second year in a row we've done that. So we provide a lot of good contact with high-level individuals from Israel, both in the United States and in Israel itself.
Now, Matt, religious liberty is under assault in the United States at unprecedented levels. We've never in our history seen it like this with the HHS mandate, and with the homosexual activists, you know, with bakers and florists, and I mean, the assaults are mounting, and the enemies of freedom are emboldened. You and Liberty Counsel completed service on a national panel of legal experts on the Commission on Accountability and Policy for Religious Organizations, and you issued a detailed report of findings on legal issues affecting churches and nonprofit organizations. And in fact, you testified on the floor of the House. Am I correct?
Yes, that's right. Testified with regards to threats to our religious freedom. And those are significant. Liberty Counsel's on the cutting edge, both dealing with the issues of nonprofit law, including the issue of what pastors and churches can say and do, testifying before Congress. We also sponsored the Women Impacting the Nation Conference in Orlando, Florida, with the theme, Such a Time as This, or For Such a Time as This. That and many other items are listed in our year-end partners report. I encourage you to get it because it gives you a little bit of overview about all of the different issues that Liberty Counsel is involved with. I'm sure it will surprise you, but I also am sure it will encourage you. By the way, don't forget, any contribution to Liberty Counsel between now and the end of the year will be doubled. So pray for the ministry and support Liberty Counsel with your financial support. You can go to lc.org, that's lc.org, to make an online credit card contribution. You can also go there to send us an email. liberty@lc.org is the actual email, but you can get it also at the website. And you can also go to our resources page. We have a lot of resources at the lc.org webpage, including libertycouncil.com webpage. That's libertycouncil.com, where you can sign up for our grassroots action emails, both for Liberty Counsel and Liberty Counsel Action. All of those, I think, are very important to keep you involved, not only educationally, but how you can make a difference in our nation. Make a difference. Don't get discouraged. Get encouraged. Join with the Ministry of Liberty Council. Together, we can make a positive difference in our communities, in our nation, and indeed around the world. Again, remember, not only the prayers for Liberty Council, which we covet, but your financial support are needed, especially at this time of year. Every gift will be doubled.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.